Where's Jim?
Oh, he's in the dressing room, Andy, gluing on his toupee. He should be down soon.
Okay, I want to try something before he gets here. Put this record on for me, will you?
Sure.
Once upon a time in a land called Germantown, there lived a radio show called Avenue G with Yeoman James of Harrisshire. Now, James was a simple man with a big heart.
Andy, what are you doing?
Hey, Jim. I just figured, you know, with this new president, it's just only a matter of time before the nation regresses into a dark, menacing fairy tale. I wanted to start practicing.
Okay, but do it on your own time. Just start the show in the usual way.
Sure, sure. From Philadelphia, it's Avenue G with Jim Harris.
Thanks, Andy. I guess it looks like today we're going to do another show about something that I don't know.
Jim, you seem kind of out of it.
Andy's right. The last few months have been like some kind of bizarre fairy tale, and I think it's only going to get worse.
That's probably true, Jim. You know, I wrote my art history master's thesis on the Brothers Grimm. If you like, I can read it for you right now.
What do fairy tales have to do with art history?
Martha, it was an art history degree. You can do whatever you want.
What kind of fairy tales did you study?
All of them. Let me read you my thesis. Once upon a time in the magic land of fairy tales... Now, with this opening, the Brothers Grimm serve to contextualize the social power structures first documented by...
Hold on, Ed, hold on. But when do we get to the talking frog?
Just wait. As John Stuart Mill noted in his introduction to the 1902 edition of Proust's Remembrances of Things Past...
Ed, this is boring. If you don't cough up a troll or a magic bean soon, I'm going to fall asleep.
Hold on, it gets better. The postmodern condition is not so much that of beingness as not unbeingness. For, as Nietzsche said...
Ed, Jim's asleep. Looks like he's having a dream.
Super. I'll attach my Technicolor dream hat to his head. That way, we can view his dreams on a monitor.
You sure you want to do that? The last time we watched one of Jim's dreams, it was him riding to Mars on a flying sausage. It made everybody pretty uncomfortable.
True. That's just a chance we'll have to take.
Okay, but if he finds out, he's gonna be mad.
He'll never know, Ed. Now, let's just quiet down and watch. Look. In Jim's dream, he's become a pill bug.
Isn't that one of those tiny bugs that lives under a log and curls up into a ball whenever it's frightened by the sunlight?
Yeah. Hold on. He's singing.
I'm a pill bug, small and gray, trying to stay out of your way. I don't want to meet my end beneath your shoe. Can't believe this is my dream. I must have low self-esteem. All that Kafka's cockroach did, I can do too. Wood lice are nice, and we give great advice, much better than you'll get from any cricket. Although I'm not very tall, good things come in boxes small. Now I'll crawl into a ball like Bilbo's do.
Now it looks like he's in some sort of mountain village.
He's crawling into a little watchmaker's shop. What's that sign say? Looks like it's in Italian.
It says Geppetto's Cuckoo Clock Emporium.
Excuse me, Mr. Geppetto. I'm Jiminy Pillbug. I was wondering if I might stay the night by the fire.
Hey, what are you, some kind of a termite to come and eat to my clocks? Get out, you dirty little insect.
No, I'm a pillbug. I'm a terrestrial crustacean from the wood lice family. I just need a place to stay. You won't even notice me.
I'm only gonna let you stay because I'm so lonely. No one in a fairy tale of land wants to talk to me. And no woman wants to live in my house because... hold on, it is now 7:15 p.m.
Mother of God, that's deafening. Does that happen every hour?
Oh, no. Every 15 a minute.
You know, well, maybe I'll just go to another house. Whoa, what's going on? What's that strange blue light?
Oh, that must be the blue fairy. You see, I carved a boy out of wood, and then I wished upon a star that she would bring it to life.
That's slightly creepy.
Good evening, everyone. I am the blue fairy, here to grant old Geppetto's wish. Little puppet made of pine, awake, awake, for life is thine.
The wooden puppet boy came to life.
Now his journey has begun, but I need to warn you, you must all be very careful not to go...
Enough already! We don't need no lecture. You get on out of here. Everything is under control, capiche?
What's your problem? No wonder you haven't got any friends. You are old and cranky, and if I may say so rude, I am here because you wished upon a star. Close your mouth and think about why you are all alone. Recognize it's because of the way you are. You call people names, and your house is filled with your clocks that keep cuckooing again and again. Treat people as if they were good, not something you made out of wood, or remain the person you are, a man with no friends. Listen up, Geppetto, I made this stick a boy, now you need to treat him like a son. That's right, Geppetto. Better not forget it, 'cause I know where you live, and you could find a wicked witch knocking upon your door. You call people names, and your house is filled with your clocks that keep cuckooing again and again. Treat people as if they were good, not something you made out of wood, or remain the person you are, a man with no friends. Let me tell you why you have no friends. You're crotchety and cold. I ask you and I tell you, search your soul if you have one. Oh, if you have one. You call people names, and your house is filled with your clocks that keep cuckooing again and again. Some nice chimes would be an alternative. Oh, try treating people as if they were good, not something you made out of wood, or remain the person you are, a man with no friends. Everybody knows why you've got no friends, and those clocks don't help, so you've got no friends. Why don't you carve some now, 'cause you've got no friends.
Well, Geppetto, you drove the fairy away. You may think you have everything under control, but now instead of a wooden puppet that you can manipulate, you've got to deal with a living puppet. And it looks like he's about to speak.
Where am I? Who am I?
Your name is Pinocchio. And if you ever tell a lie, your nose is gonna grow.
You have given me life, Geppetto, and I will stay with you always.
Hey, your nose, it'll just grow.
I guess there's no use trying to hide it. I've got big plans for myself. I'm getting out of this one, horse town.
Quick, let's get out now. It gets worse.
Good riddance to both of you.
So, where are you going to go, Pinocchio?
I see a kid over there smoking a cigar. I think I'll introduce myself. Hey, bad boy, want to stir up some trouble?
My name is Sluggo, see, and I like skipping a school and bullying other kids and administering mutual funds with exorbitant transaction fees, yeah.
Great, let's get a rock and break into that old lady's house.
Sure thing, here goes.
I say, my lovelies, my name is Fagin. I could not help but notice you're committing theft. I wonder if you might like to go with me to Jackass Island.
Pinocchio, don't do it! If you go there, you'll turn into
Jackass! Jackass Island is the place where bad boys turn into jackasses.
Well, he certainly stole my thunder. But still, beware, Pinocchio! Do you want to end up as a jackass?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, me too!
Do you want to eat lots of brie? Go to school and get a degree. Celebrate diversity. Or would you rather be an ass? A jackass is someone who believes what he hears and plays up to other people's fears. He's quite outspoken and he's got no class. He makes a virtue out of being crass. So if you want to give dignity a pass, come on with us and be an ass. Or do you want to eat lots of brie? Go to school and get your degree. Celebrate diversity. Or would you rather be an ass? A jackass is stubborn, but he's easily led. He'll swallow anything he's fed. His opinion is always the one that's right. He fights for justice as long as you are white. But if you think bullying's a gas, come on with us and be an ass. Or do you want to eat lots of brie? Go to school and get that degree. Celebrate diversity. Or would you rather be an ass? An ass only tolerates a few narrow views. Can't distinguish them from the news. He proclaims his wish to make the country great through isolationism and hate, hate, hate. You can see the world through a jaundiced glass. If you decide to be an ass, everything I told you is true. You'll believe it if you have a clue. Now you know just what you should do. Don't you be giving any sass. Come with the herd and be an ass.
We need to bring in more jackasses. They can make fairy tale land great again.
Well, that's just stupid. I can't imagine why anyone would believe such a load of crap.
Let's go.
Righto, join me in my carriage, and we will be in Jackass Island in a flash. And here we are in Jackass Island. You two boys, join the rest of the jackasses.
But first, I'd like to make an announcement. I think it is time we rid ourselves of this Fagin fellow. He's a big wuss. Let's throw him in prison.
Lock him up!
I will lead you to a better tomorrow, with high-paying jobs for all!
Pinocchio, your nose just grew like 8 inches.
Not a problem, Jiminy. Step aside. I now proclaim myself Lord of Jackass Island. Now, all of you jackasses, get into your stalls.
Lock us up!
Pinocchio, you have no clue how to run an island.
It's all about confidence. I can do it because I feel I can do it. I am the only one who can make Fairy Tale Land great again.
Your nose is now 3 feet long. Uh-oh, who's this?
Excuse me, Mr. Pinocchio. I am Big Bad Wolf. I believe you should run for president of Fairy Tale Land.
Why don't you go for the job yourself?
I would, but there's a certain sector of society that has been portraying me as eater of little children.
But you do eat children. You're a wolf. That's a scientific fact.
Science is just something made up by the Chinese. So tell me, Mr. Wolf, what do I need to do to become president?
Just follow me to the castle where the king of Fairy Tale Land is holding court.
All hail His Excellency King Friday the 13th.
Good day, my subjects. Little Red Riding Hood has asked me if she can become the new president of Fairy Tale Land.
As your president, I will protect us all against the big bad wolf who has so oppressed our population of kindly grandmothers and house-dwelling pigs.
Intelligent and savvy Red Riding Hood. Oh, Red Riding Hood, that's me. I am so awfully misunderstood. Oh, Red Riding Hood, that's me. I can handle any question, just ask it. There's nothing deplorable in my basket. He lies and he shows it, and he's made of wood. I'm Red Riding Hood, choose me. I worked for children, I'm Red Riding Hood. Oh, Red Riding Hood, that's me. My intentions with healthcare were nothing but good. Oh, Red Riding Hood, that's me. I'm a seasoned diplomat. He's nothing but a glorified baseball bat. He lies and he shows it, and he's made of wood. I'm Red Riding Hood. Choose me. Choose me. You wanna choose me? Come on, come on. Choose me.
What do you three little pigs have to say about this? Do you support Little Red Riding Hood?
I guess so. Although she's much more boring than her husband, Robin Hood. He plays the saxophone.
I like her too, but not as much as Aladdin. He rode a magic carpet.
Well, I'm okay with Little Red, but frankly, I have a crush on Bernie Sanders. Oh, he's like a cross between Che Guevara and Maud.
Well then, if there are no objections, I declare that our next president will be...
Hold on there, King. I am Pinocchio, or Overlord of Jackass Island. I brought my jackasses with me, and they would like for me to be president.
State your case.
When I am in charge, I will make a fabulous classy coal mine so that all the dwarves will have jobs, and we will all grow fat eating coal. Then I will appoint jackasses to fill all my cabinet posts.
Pinocchio, I can't believe you're doing this. Look at your nose. It's 7 feet long. Doesn't anyone else notice this?
I say we hold a plebiscite.
I'm not worried at all. My jackasses would vote for me even if I kicked them in the groin. Sluggo, come here.
What is it, boss? Ow! Thanks, boss.
Pinocchio, if you keep acting like a butthead, no one will support you. Red will win.
Oh, there is no doubt that I will win. CNN says I have a 132% chance of winning, and that Pinocchio's head will be paraded through the streets on a stick.
He's a puppet. His head's already on a stick.
Votes have been counted, and I did not participate in any online hacking to influence outcome.
Yeah, right. Just tell us the results.
Of the eligible voters from Jackass Island, only two bothered to vote, and they both voted for Pinocchio. And the three other votes are for Little Red Riding Hood, Puss in Boots, and Jill Stein. The new president is Pinocchio.
I am now the winner, and that means you are all losers.
I can't believe this is happening. The big bad wolf just ate Little Red Riding Hood, and Pinocchio is going to let him get away with it.
Eat her up.
Oh, shut up, you pinheads. I've had enough of you. I gotta see a witch about a curse.
Who is it who dares to disturb me? Be off with you, or by Satan's britches, I'll put a curse on you!
Yeah, well, that's just why I'm here. I'd like you to put a spell on me and make me fall asleep for 4 years.
Well, Mr. Pillbug, your logic is impeccable. But I must warn you, you will only awaken when a handsome prince kisses you. It doesn't have to be on the lips.
Well, I guess that's good, since I have no lips. But it's still kind of a long shot, though, but I'm willing to take the chance. Let's do it.
Okay. Toasted skin of orange peel, raised to scorn the ones who feel. Now he rules a broken land, not with brain, but with his gland. Sets the wolves to guard the sheep. Now, sad Jim, be off to sleep.
Oh, I'm getting very sleepy.
Uh-oh, Jim's waking up.
Quick! We gotta get the dream hat off his head.
Be careful. Don't pull his wig off.
Huh? What? Oh, hi, guys. I just had the weirdest dream.
Yeah?
Yeah, Pinocchio got elected president.
Interesting.
And every time he lied, his nose grew, but nobody seemed to notice. And there were talking pigs and a wolf and a fairy.
Yeah, and how about that sexy witch?
Yeah, and the... Wait a minute. How did you know that? Have you guys been scanning my dreams again?
No, of course not.
We've never.
Because that's a flagrant invasion of privacy.
Yeah, we know that.
Listen, Jim, we all have to go because
we're riding to Mars on a flying sausage.
Hey! Hey!
Tonight's show was written by Mac Jagel, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris, and performed by Ed Feldman and the Mount Airy Players. You can check out our archives on our live show scheduled at avenue-g.net. That's avenue-g.net. And while you're there, you can also follow us on Facebook or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for listening. I'm Andy Pettit. Good night.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.